football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Brandon Scott in Texans report. Brandon is disappointed. Are you disappointed? Are you surprised?
No, I'm not disappointed or surprised.
That I don't have CCR. I know their songs. Like, Clint just played several songs. Just one of them, Remember the Titans, I remember. I didn't have the name.
I think it's pretty consistent with Tyler. It's a bit of a two Americas thing. I think it's what's happening there. I think it's pretty consistent with Tyler not knowing Erykah Badu. But I would even go further to say, like, if you were to get in the car with me right now after we finish this, you're more likely to hear Erykah Badu than you are CCR. But CCR, definitely more famous than Erykah Badu by a mile. By like a long shot.
I'm not going to argue that. Yeah.
Like more well known.
59.
They sold 7 times as many albums during their career.
Yeah.
They had a head start.
So mine's not as bad as yours.
59.
No, I'm not going to stop yelling because that means I lost the fight.
Yeah, I think it is as bad.
59 is when they started.
I've at least heard the songs. I've heard the song.
You just didn't.
He ain't heard Tyrone.
7 mil versus 50 mil sold, bro.
Misty.
Now, I do wonder, where were you in 1997, Tyler, to not have
what
heard
year?
Tyrone. 1997, that's probably when Tyrone came.
We played Bag Lady. Second grade. Bag Lady, first timer.
Bag Lady would probably have been 2000, somewhere around there, 99.
See, clearly what I've learned is CCR, they're in a lot of movies.
They are in
a lot of these are songs I've heard in movies.
Yes. And me working at Walgreens.
And you working at Walgreens.
I got a little classic rock knowledge from Walgreens. I did.
Yeah. As we were, let's go to Texas report before we get this gets away from us. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live on Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Someone texted and said, maybe if you grew up more in the South, you may have CCR
better than
in the Midwest. All right. Texans, week one is here. The biggest thing, you were there, you heard from D'Amico, CJ, as they spoke to the media today, a big thing, the number one thing on your mind going into week one right now.
Well, I just want to see this test that the offensive line is going to have. I mean, earlier, even before D'Amico, we heard from, and y'all played this a little bit in the 4 o'clock segment with Clint, on how Nick Caserio was talking about the offensive line, specifically the offensive line coach, Jake Andrews earning that spot. And I know if you look at it and you think, hey, he was the starter from said go, did he really earn it or did they just give it to him? Now, I think they gave it to him because he earned it. I watched him quite a bit in preseason, and you could tell the difference between what it looked like, not just the communication piece, which is important, but I think less important because of what C.J. Stroud is going to be doing at the line of scrimmage, but the physicality stuff that they're talking about. Jake Andrews, I don't know how good he is necessarily, but he's got that dog in him. Like, he's willing to go out there, put his body on the line in a way that you want your offensive line to do. So I'm curious to see how this offensive line is going to fare against a defensive line that I think is going to get after it. I think it's going to test them. I think from a Texan standpoint, you could look at it the other way of like, hey, your defensive line is going to get after Matthew Stafford. But they also got one, too, that's about to get after C.J. Stroud, who was sacked as many times as all but one quarterback last year, 50-plus times, and you don't want to see anything like that. So this will be a good test for the offensive line, I think.
Yeah, look, I think you don't have to be the biggest, most talented O-lineman in the room. If you've got the mentality and you can communicate it better than anybody else, then you just approach the game a certain way, you know more than everybody in the room because you've been in it before, that could be a powerful existence right there, right? You don't have to be necessarily a first-round pick or the biggest dude in the room or the baddest dude in the room. It's just, hey, man, we believe that this guy's going to get us in the right calls, and he's going to give us a chance to execute some blocks. What about the C.J. Gardner-Johnson stuff? You know, him being healthy sounds like D'Amico kind of talked about this week, but then he even mentioned, he alluded to last week being back out there. C.J. Gardner-Johnson being back for this team is big on the defensive side.
I thought it was a good sign, and I think we were all out there. Certainly you and I were out there. Clint Ron might have been out of town at the time. But that Panthers practice, that Panthers joint practice, when we saw C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the first time since his injury, now he was out there with a little bit of a limp, but that to me was a good sign and showed that, hey, he's probably further along than obviously we thought when he got injured. But even so after that, when they kind of made it seem like it wasn't as bad as it looked. So, yeah, no, I think it completely changes the dynamic of the secondary. It is what helps them make that case for best secondary in the league, right? Like, why were we not talking about them as the best secondary in the league last year, right? Well, the only missing piece when you talk about what they brought back, what they're bringing in, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Everybody else is somebody that was already on the team for the most part, right? So C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the addition, a different type of player. I think that's a huge thing for this defense. Even if the strength of it is up front, like, this to me is what takes them over the top.
Brandon Scott, Texans report. There's a lot going into this year of just kind of unknowns. We talked about a little bit up front, the offensive line, what to expect from them. I think maybe the biggest unknown right now, and we've learned a little bit more, is Nick Caley. How are you feeling about Nick Caley at this point now that you've gone through training camp, you've gone through the preseason, you've seen him call some games? What's your feeling about going to this game with Nick Caley, another big unknown question?
So far, so good. I think earlier in the show, this was just the last segment, I think, when early in the hour, when you were talking about Jake Andrews, when Clint brought it up, and you're like, so far, so good. It looks like so far it's checked all the boxes for me.
Yeah.
You know, the play calling, I think, looks good. The coaching, I think that's the piece of this with Nick Caley that he's supposed to be bringing that Bobby Slowick supposedly did not, right? Could draw up plays or could call plays, but couldn't necessarily adjust, didn't necessarily have all of the necessary coaching points that it seems like guys like Nick Caley and Cole Popovich are more so emphasizing. That's good for a lot of talk right now in the preseason and camp and the offseason. We will see once it gets out there. I feel good about it, but I'd like to see a much more thorough sample size than just a couple preseason games and how things look in a controlled practice, right? Like, when things go awry, like, nothing, they haven't really faced any kind of adversity, right? Like, they obviously lost the Minnesota game, the preseason opener, and of course, you had the rookie throwing picks all over the place, and that didn't necessarily look great. But ever since then, they've looked pretty good. There's been no adversity. There's been no need to, like, adjust, make a change, make a decision. We haven't seen them in that situation yet. So we will see, but so far so good.
I love the way that they installed. I love the way that they didn't try to do too much and come out guns blazing. He gets his opportunity and goes into promising the world. He just slowly, methodically installed this offense, it looked like. I love the way they did that. Like you said, I think the most adversity they really hit all camp long was in-house. I think it was Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter just ruining every damn right. ones versus ones team they had. And it seemed like they stayed pretty strong and consistent through that, made the necessary adjustment to put Titus Howard out there to give him a chance. I know that was more of a Cam Robinson thing, but that's kind of promising. I tell you where I'm at, B. Scott, with him too, is kind of like where I was with D'Amico Ryans. When you hired D'Amico Ryans as your head coach, first things first, first line of business, first order of business, the defense better be right.
Yeah.
If that's your head coach, you got to have a top-tier defense. They did that, right? When you hire Nick Caley as your offensive coordinator, ultimately he's got to be a great play caller, great schemer. We'll see all that down the road. What I expect to see immediately is the tight ends used more effectively. The tight ends being the guys that are put in position to help this offense win games. Let's be honest. From last year to this year, there's a big gap to say, hey, man, the tight ends need to be better. Individually and as a group, a bigger part of this offense. So that's one thing that I expect to see pretty quickly here is that group be more productive and be a little bit more of a weapon for the Texans.
Well, and I would say in both the passing game and in the run game.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, this is something that we don't talk about as much because the offensive line was as bad as it was, or at least they were as bad as they were from guard to guard. And, of course, they had the guy that led the league in penalties. So you had all of that going on and this fixation on the offensive line. But I know you talked about this. We've heard Seth talk about this. Overall, as a team, they just were not good enough from the offensive line to the tight ends to the wide receivers and the communication. Everything was just off. And now you look at it, I'm glad you mentioned the tight ends because I'm thinking back again since I mentioned that Panthers practice where they had that one play where I think it was Cade Stover that caught Derrick Brown on a wham block.
Yes.
It was just like vicious and nasty. And I think they ended up running that same play in the game. And they had Luke Lachey on the other side, which was interesting to me because they had their ones out there. But Dalton Schultz was on the sideline, and they had guys that it seemed like were really going to get after it in the run game, getting it after in the run game. And that's just kind of knowing your personnel, knowing who's who and what's what. And I love to see that. Talking about the offensive line, too, I think this is worth noting. It seems like, to me, y'all tell me if y'all disagree, they didn't really downgrade, from what I can tell so far, at any of the offensive line positions except left tackle, where you feel pretty good about the rookie. But from left guard all the way to, and I guess the right tackle will be the same guy in Titus Howard, but from left tackle to right, or from left guard to right guard, I feel better about the guys that they have out there than what they were trotting out there last year. That's an improvement. And then hopefully Nick Haley is calling plays that suit that personnel, and that's what it seems like.
Sorry, Brandon, how you you ain't got to give away your pick, but how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this game for the Texans in L.A.?
Yeah, I think I picked against them when the season, or I should say when the schedule first came out.
Well, did they get you?
I think they got me. I think they got me. And it goes a lot to what Clint was just asking about feeling better about. Nick Haley is an unknown. It's a question. I'm not about to sit here and act like it's not. The offensive line, to me, is still an unknown. It's a big question mark. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. But feeling better about those things based off of what I've seen from camp, what I've seen in preseason, makes me want to give them the nod just a little bit more. So I'm leaning toward the Texans. I am leaning toward the Texans actually winning this game, when I did not think that they would when the schedule first came out.
Leaning towards the Texans. All right. There you, man. Go for it. There
Talk
you
myself into it. Why not, man?
Why not? What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, I could just be wrong.
Hey,
that ain't never happened
all
before.
Right. It's all right.
That ain't never happened.